Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about Sea Week. Hello. On the line with me are Susan Baxter. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
And Amanda Oliver. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Okay, you two. Let's start. Susan, let's start with you. Would you please tell me about Sea Week and how are you involved?
Well, I am a retired teacher from the Juneau School District. I retired after almost 30 years. During that time, I was a volunteer coordinator for the Sea Week program in addition to my classroom activities. That's how I was involved. But what I'd like to talk about today is the fact that this spring, Sea Week is 50 years old. The community of Juneau has made a commitment to its students to teach a Sea Week curriculum and to provide field experiences for every elementary school student for 50 years.
That is impressive. Congratulations on the milestone.
Well, it isn't the school district alone. There are many, many agencies and that have been participated over the years, and that's why Amanda's here with us.
Hi, Amanda. Please tell me about yourself and how you're involved with Sea Week.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having us. So I am the tourism and education manager at DIPAC, locally known Macaulay Salmon Hatchery, more formally. Mm-hmm. And we've been involved with Sea Week for around 30 years. Our founder, Ladd Macaulay, was a teacher himself here in Juneau. So education is a part of our mission. For our part in particular, we welcome second graders from the community for our program. And our former aquarium manager, Rich Mattson, who retired at the end of 2008, actually put together a wonderful program along with Helena Zimmerman, who was a second grade teacher at Harborview at the time. And this program focuses on mollusk biology. And so it's a really great tie-in with the beach field trip that students go on as a part of Sea Week, because students are able to then identify some of the critters that they find with their class and hopefully remember some of the fun facts that were presented to them while they're here at DIPAC.
I know one of the things that you are both very proud of is that if you ask any person under the age of 55 about their elementary school memories, they'll say Sea Week. Susan, do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, I had the opportunity to teach at UAS for about 10 years, and all of my students who came into teachers preparing, who came in as teachers preparing to for career in education, that was their strongest science memory was Sea Week, those who had gone to school here in Juneau. One of the agencies that has participated since the very beginning is NOAA, and they were instrumental because they supported parents in 1969 who wished to support their children's teachers at Ock Bay. So the scientists at Ock Bay came into most of the classes in Ock Bay School that year. They offered training, after-school training for teachers, so the teachers would be comfortable with teaching marine science to their students. They went out on the field trips with classrooms. They brought many touch tanks into most of the classrooms at Ock Bay. It was quite remarkable. We also have Mary Lou King was instrumental, as well as her husband Jim. Beth and Dan Bishop were important parents. Kay Greeno, Judy Meyer. Some of the early teachers were Chris Thomas and Kathy Hanna, who were teaching at Ock Bay at that time. After about 5 years, the program went district-wide, and all students were able to participate at the same level that Ock Bay had participated.
Amanda, do you want to add anything to Susan's comments?
No, I think, just in touching on Susan speaking that NOAA's been involved, DIPAC has been involved, it really is a wide community outreach, and it's expanded not only to Sea Week, but it's almost Sea Month now because of all of the great contributions. Discovery Southeast is another local organization that has helped out with this. So it's not just a couple of us, it's really everyone working together to make it special for the kids.
What is happening with... Go ahead.
This is Susan again. Some of the other organizations are the Forest Service, Alaska Fish and Game, the State Museum and the City Museum, and Southeast Regional Resources, the Coast Guard. So many, many different aspects of the community have worked with students both in the field and in classrooms.
And what's happening with Sea Week this year? Is this the time it would normally be going on?
It would be starting the second week in April. The classes would be beginning to take some of their early field trips. The great tides this year are mid-April and mid-May. So the week of the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, 10th of April are fantastic low tides, and kids would be on the beaches. The field trips continue in between those two outlying dates of the low tides way into the middle of May. I really can't say what is going to happen this year because the students do not return. The date is at this point May 1st, but I would encourage parents to look at the tide table and make sure that you take your students out at least one of those days. Your classroom teacher will be a wonderful reference for where to go and what kinds of activities to do. And Amanda, why don't you talk a little bit about what DIPAC has done for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Sue. So unfortunately, we won't be able to have students attend in person for our program, but our Visitor Center Supervisor, Eric Shook, along with myself, put together a wonderful video of our program. It's a short video. It's about 10 minutes long, but it does go over, you know, all the same components that we would teach the kids in person. So we've distributed that to the second grade teachers of the school district, so hopefully the kids will get to see it even if they're not able to come to DIPAC in person this year.
And also there will be information going out through the teachers for third, fourth, and fifth grades who work with Discovery Southeast.
Well, that's all good news, and I'm glad there's still going to be some resources. And Susan, that was a really good suggestion about having parents take their kids out during those high tide days and looking out for those dates and being ready for that, and hopefully the weather cooperates as well. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners who want to mark the 50th anniversary of Sea Week? Susan, we'll start with you.
Well, the biggest thing was that supposedly on the 10th of April, there was a very large founders celebration that was planned. It would be at DIPAC, and the original teams, the original NOAA employees who are available, those parents that started the program were all going to be honored. Instead, we will celebrate the 51st anniversary of Sea Week next year, and we will have a founders celebration at that point.
Amanda, anything to add?
I'll just echo Sue's sentiment there, and that event we'll be looking forward to next year, and we'll just be grateful for our continuation with Sea Week.
Susan and Amanda, thanks so much for speaking with me today and answering all my questions about Sea Week. I didn't go to school here, so I never got to participate in it, but I might go out on a big tide day and have some fun out there. And happy birthday, Sea Week, 50 years old. That's quite an accomplishment, and I'm glad you guys took the time to talk with me to share some ideas about how we can mark the occasion. So thank you both very much. Is there anywhere we can find out more information about Sea Week in Juneau?
I would check the Juneau School District websites and for parents, your individual teacher websites.
Amanda, anything to add?
Just that, and then also if anyone is interested, kiddos at home, on DIPAC's Facebook page, we're going to be releasing twice weekly videos featuring some of our aquarium critters. So it'll be a great tool for you to still be able to visit DIPAC just in a virtual sense.
All right. Well, thanks again, both of you, and happy Sea Week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.